Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
Previously on Transmissions from Colony One.
So, you think that we should just be lazy with construction? You think we should go back to your way of doing things?
I'm saying that we
need to... What did you accomplish when you were in charge, Sam? Now look at things with me in charge. The colony's almost built. The seeds in the greenhouse are going to sprout any day now. We've almost accomplished one of the chief objectives of our mission under my command, and you're questioning me. Jennifer?
Yes, Commander.
The past months we seem to have gotten along relatively okay, haven't we? That is until you got on my case about the system coming from Arcadia Planitia that ended up fizzling out thousands of kilometers away. Same kind of shit then, too. Shut down construction, strap ourselves in, blah, blah, blah. The first time, I followed your judgment. But after the 19th time, it's become more of a joke about you than anything else.
A joke?
Answer me this. Any time weather occurs on this planet, should I expect you to be flying off the walls at me, disturbing both myself and the progress of building this colony?
I should feel really proud that the colony is almost built. But with everything that's going on, all of the injuries, all of the accidents, sometime soon, I just have a feeling this is all going to backfire on him.
Orlando, you are scheduled for loading bay construction duty at 1700 hours this evening. These are your orders.
Oh, I know it's my orders.
Will you follow them?
Could use some help.
Paul, David, and Nada will be out there with you.
No, I meant you. I meant you guys lifting a finger out there sometimes.
We do help out there.
Yeah, okay.
We follow orders, Orlando, like you should be doing.
I push all of you, because the colony needs to be finished as soon as possible. And if anyone has a problem with it, remember the roof over your heads. Look to the work Nate has been doing in the greenhouse, day in and day out.
Your HCG levels are at 28, and this pregnancy test is reading positive.
Oh,
why have you been feeling ill? That's morning sickness, Abby. You're pregnant.
Evening, Lieutenant.
Hello, sir. Luke and Walter are going to take Master Rover 1 to grab the hydrogen and oxygen capsules in the morning.
Commander Conrad, talk.
Commander, this is Orlando. You got a minute?
I'm kind of busy. Specialist DeLuca, Jennifer's already talked to me.
I would like to talk to you, please.
You have mission objectives to meet, Orlando. Seems as though Mechty made a mistake.
Sir?
Medical capsule 216 and supply caps 372 and 401. They were dropped, but nowhere close. 2,308.81 kilometers.
Huh. Hell of a mistake. Navigation's error, maybe?
What region is this in? Tartarus Montes, way off to the west.
Well, what are the contents of the capsules?
MedCap 216, mostly miscellaneous supplies. Instruments, vitamins, over-the-counter stuff. Supply cap 372, spacesuits, construction repair materials, extra helmets, life support packs, oxygen tanks, mostly backup EVA materials, and supply cap 401 has temporary housing units, S3 through T5, rover 68, miscellaneous tools. All in all, pretty insignificant.
We're not going to ignore it, though, are we, sir?
You know, as insignificant as it may be, there's still supplies, and it's not like we're going to be replenished.
I'm good to head out whenever you want.
Oh, no, Connor, I need you here. I think Orlando and Jennifer could use some time away from the colony and to get out of my hair for a while. Bring them here.
Walter?
Did I wake you?
Yeah, it's okay.
How was the EVA?
It was an EVA. About as exciting as they go. No injuries, so any day that can be avoided is a good day. We're on our break, though, so the night is young.
Collarbone holding up?
No complaints. How are you?
Improving, I think. Feeling a little bit better.
I find it odd that I found out about your incident from Sam and not you.
Sorry. I am sorry I didn't tell you earlier.
What did Chloe say?
Chloe? She said that it must have been a contaminated ration I ate, and my body is having a tough time dealing with it. It'll be okay.
Contaminated rations?
Yeah.
I thought Chloe and Alina are supposed to scan all those before being cleared for consumption.
Everyone makes mistakes, Walter. The way things have been going, there's been more and more mistakes, so it's not out of the question.
So, how long until it clears out?
Not sure yet. She said it'll eventually clear itself out of my system.
Well, let's hope so.
Commander?
Orlando, Jennifer, I've got an operation for the two of you. I think it would do some good for the both of you to get away from the colony for a bit.
What, an EVA?
What did you have in mind, sir?
A bundle of three capsules were dropped far, of course. They were meant to be dropped 60 kilometers to the north, but there was some kind of snafu, a navigation's error or the like. I'm sending both of you and Master Rover 2 to retrieve these capsules.
How big of a navigation error are we talking about?
The capsules landed in the middle of Tartarus Montes. 2,000...
What?
2,300 kilometers to the west. Let me pull up the map on the big screen and the route to the capsules you're to take.
Tartarus Montes. Seriously.
What's in the capsules?
They're supply capsules. Supplies.
I've told you over and over and over again about this storm coming our way from this region, and not only are you making no attempt to prepare for it, but you're sending us right into its path. Why the hell are you...
You both have your orders. Mission objectives and maps are updated into your tablets and suit servers. Begin loading up. You have your orders, and you roll out first thing in the morning.
Hey... Hey, you goddamn son of a bitch! Hey! Hey!
It's okay, Jennifer. We can do this.
Motherfucker! Is he wanting to kill us?
Look, I'm not thrilled about this either. Come on, we gotta start packing.
We've had years and years of training and simulations for this, Paul. Both MechD-1 and MechD-2 had incidents during the simulated colony construction. This was expected.
When we would be resupplied. When we had more crew members to lighten the load on everyone else. Luxuries we don't have anymore.
Look at the past month, Connor. David, Walter, Sam, all of us. Pete works for 18 hours straight erecting loading bay at his framework. No food, no breaks, no relief. Just him out there by himself. For 18 hours.
Got done, didn't it?
Sure, after the framing collapse and depressurized supply hub 3. And what did you do about it? You kept him out there for even longer to fix it.
I failed to see the complaint, Nicole. He had a job to do. He screwed up, big. It was his responsibility to make it right. What would you have me do? Pat him on the back, tell him, oh, don't worry, buddy, better luck next time? No. Our responsibility.
We were ready to go out and help him.
Exactly. Last week, Jennifer and I were outside digging trenches before dawn. It was the next morning until we were called back in. Sam, Orlando, David, even your puppet Vasily offered to relieve us, but you and Tim said, no, not part of the mission objectives. All it does is keep Chloe up all hours treating injuries and overexhaustion.
I find it strange that you, Paul, an officer in the Canadian Air Force, is complaining about workloads.
In my unit, we were treated with respect, and I made sure I treated everyone under me with respect, not like slaves.
Have you ever had to lead under combat situations, Paul? Have you ever had to command in times of extreme pressure and stress, trying to make sense to people who may not live to hear your next word?
It's a totally different situation!
Commander Conrad and I were together during the Bombari raid and the Siege of Khartoum, for the duration. Both of us know too well what it's like to lead when you're eye-to-eye with death. We're in a similar situation here. In order to make sure we survive, then we need to work harder and longer than we usually would.
You mean most of us. I can count on only two hands the amount of time you've been in the thick of it with us. Shit, I can count on one hand the times Tim has pitched in.
You know, Paul, someday you're going to realize what Tim has done for us, and we're going to make you eat your words.
Morning, Luke. Good morning, Walter. EVA?
You know it.
Good morning, Alina.
Hey, guys.
Just the two of you?
Pete and Abby are supposed to be joining us. Abby is apparently still under the weather. We're not sure what's keeping Pete, so we're just gonna start anyway.
Yep. Abby's still under the weather.
What's going on with her?
You got me. She said contaminated rations.
Really?
Chloe and I haven't found any contaminations.
That's what I thought too. But apparently, that's Chloe's diagnosis.
Huh. Weird.
Yeah. Weird.
Which rover are you guys taking? It's quite a drive out there.
Master Rover 1? We're supposed to take Master Rover 2, but Tim sent Orlando and Jennifer out first thing this morning for their supply run.
Supply run?
Yep. Their little excursion into the mountains.
Fucking ridiculous. The mountains? What are you talking about? They've already left?
You didn't hear?
No. Where are they going?
Get this.
Afternoon, Nada.
Hello.
Still at it, huh?
Yes. I like being in greenhouse. Reminds me of home. Of better times.
Yeah. Nada, I want you to know I really appreciate what you do here. I really appreciate how not only do you follow orders without question, but you go that extra mile every time. That's real dedication.
Just doing my job, sir.
Tim, Nada. You can call me Tim.
Yes, sir.
Lisa and I had a huge garden back home in Akron, Ohio. Even in the winter, we'd keep an insulated, heated greenhouse going. You miss him, Nada?
Yes, sir. Every day, sir.
Tell me a story about him. About you two. A good story.
I'd rather concentrate on my duties, Commander. Those memories, I'd rather keep them for myself.
Fair enough. Lisa and I had a big house right on the edge of Turkey Foot Lake. Had two dogs, Dobermans. They were like our children. When I was serving overseas, when I was in Sudan in the CAR, I kept thinking of Lisa and those dogs. Hearing that barking as soon as I'd pull up in the driveway. Wish I could hear those dogs again. Wish I could hear Lisa again.
Yes, sir.
But times change. Must move on, I guess. We divorced ourselves from everything back on Earth for the good of the mission. And I guess that includes losing people and memories on the way. That's the only good memory I have of back home, Nada. And I feel like I'm losing that, too. When I think of Lisa, all I think of is hearing her in terror as Luke let her go. To drift away in the vacuum of space to die a slow death. Watching her float away from me, hearing her cries as she disappeared into darkness. I assume it's time to build new memories now. You agree? I want to say again how proud and impressed I am with you.
Thank you, sir.
Commander?
Sam, what is it? Aren't you supposed to be heading out for a construction shift on the loading bay?
I was, but...
Maybe you should get back to that, then. That's an order.
Tim, why are you sending Orlando and Jennifer 2,000 kilometers out into a storm for some insignificant supply capsules?
So you've abandoned your post, interrupted me, and now you're questioning orders that I didn't even give to you.
I'm wondering what's so important about these capsules that you have to send Orlando and Jennifer into harm's way now to get them.
Because it's their objective. Because I say so. You have a problem with that?
Just curious.
Get your ass back outside.
Why? I was...
You're gonna make me repeat myself? Go. Sam.
Yes, Commander?
You never question me or my orders again, you hear me? I've had enough of you voicing dissent. You follow orders and do not worry yourself with orders I give anyone else. Got it?
Yes. Sorry, sir.
Consider this a warning, Sam. Get out of my sight.
A warning?
Yes, a warning. Now go.
Yes, sir.
Nada? Where did she...
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Shit.
You miss him?
At times, yes. Every time I second-guess my decision to join MechD, I think about what could have been. But if I would have stayed, both Aaron and I and whatever children we would have had would be dead by now. I think I made the right decision. Do you have anyone back home?
Me? No. Science geek through and through. Engineering, aeronautics, robotics, that was my life. Women were foreign to me.
Foreign, huh? Never would have guessed.
Well, there were a few girls here and there, but nothing really too serious. Not the way I was raised.
Well, with both of your parents so heavily involved with MechD, I assumed you lived and breathed it.
Yeah. My childhood was spent creating engines.
Do you miss home at all?
I lived a rather sheltered life without many friends, so I didn't have many attachments. Most of my friends were at MechD anyway.
What about your parents?
Yeah, sometimes, yes. They weren't parents to me as much as supervisors. Once I made the crew, and once my father realized there was nothing he could do anymore to stop me, I was left to my own devices. I seldom spoke with him once the heavy simulations began. Though, if I could talk to my father now, I'd have one question for the man.
Oh? What would that be?
What in God's name were you thinking putting that prick Tim Conrad in charge? Ugh. Connor too, for that matter.
Connor's always been an asshole. There was a time Tim used to be friendlier. All fair.
There's been talk here and there, Chloe.
Of what?
Nicole, Sam, David, Alina, Kaya. There's been word of confronting Tim and his cronies about what's been going on.
You think that will fix things, Pete? All it's going to do is make things worse. What did I tell you right after we landed? Do your job. Just do the work you're ordered to do. Don't stir the pot. You know, don't question orders. Tim's not one for negotiation. You should know this by now.
Then perhaps there needs to be a change of...
I already told you, David. I had no idea about these.
This seems to be an ongoing...
Morning, Pete. Chloe?
Vasily? What's going on?
Tim is making Orlando and Jennifer go on some bullshit EVA 2,000 kilometers away.
2,000 kilometers? What? For what?
Supply capsules. Jennifer told me there was a navigation error when Mechty made the drop.
What's in the capsules?
Nothing important.
If they weren't important, Tim wouldn't be sending them.
Unless they were getting on his nerves. He did the same thing to me when we trained in the South Pole, remember?
You mean James's designs for the well system?
Yeah. No room for anything that isn't exactly according to protocol, no matter the benefits. You don't warn him, you don't suggest to him, and you never question him. And if you get on his nerves, he sends you away.
You're acting like he's... Remember when Pete had the accident while constructing the loading bay? He should have had help. He could have had help. But no.
Fucking twat.
Like I was saying, it's getting worse.
What do you want me to do about it? Huh? I'm not the one who passes down these orders.
Try to talk some common sense into him. You're one of his lackeys. He'll listen to you.
I am not a lackey. Oh, come on. You follow any word he says, any order he gives, no matter how ridiculous. What would you call it? Spineless.
I am not his...
Pete, breakfast?
Right.
Pretty odd.
I'm sure you know full well, Sam, the whole time heals all wounds thing. I've coped much better, but it's still...
I hear you, Paul. I still think about...
Good evening, Paul. Good evening, Sam.
Commander? Lieutenant?
May I ask you and Connor what you're doing in my quarters?
There have been whispers lately amongst members of the crew. Not only has Vasily heard it, not only has Connor here heard it, but I've heard rumblings amongst the colony walls. Go on, Paul, make yourself at home. It's no surprise that people have been voicing their criticisms of my leadership. Orders I give out, the hours I work people, and my own personal involvement in the construction of the colony. Don't deny it, we know it's been circulating, and both of you have been in the middle of it.
Sir, we haven't been...
Save your breath, Sam.
It ends now. You got that? I'm the commander of this mission. I am in charge. Sam is not in charge. Nicole is not in charge. You are not in charge, Paul. I am overseeing this mission, and I will see its success. This is my olive branch to you. Get Alina in order. Get Pete in order. Get Nicole in order. This stops.
Yes, sir.
Or else what?
I beg your pardon?
Let's say, I say, fuck you and fuck your orders. What will you do about that?
Then you are responsible for disobeying a direct order and for being a dissident. And you shall be dealt with, understood?
I'd be dealt with? What the hell is that supposed to be?
Commander asked you a question, Specialist Kirsch.
Yes, sir.
Sam, you understand this? You understand what the consequences of dissension?
Yes, sir. Understood.
Good. Glad we could all reach an understanding, my friends. Sam, make sure you get enough rest. You've got loading bay work at 1100 hours.
I'll be ready, sir.
Let's go speak with Nicole.
So you're his bitch now, eh, Sam?
What do you want me to do?
That was a threat. That son of a bitch threatened us.
He wants to see the mission completed, just like the rest of us do.
Oh, come on! We need to come up with a plan.
For what?
What do you think, Sam? Pete has been talking about it, Nicole, Kaya, David, Alina, even Abby has mentioned it. We can't keep going on like this anymore.
And what? You're planning to go against him? A mutiny? How do you think that'll end?
Probably the same way if we do nothing. For Beth, for Tina, we need to do something. They wouldn't want us to stand pat and be complacent while we're whittled away.
Paul, listen to me. You know as well as I do, the charge of mutiny is the same as treason. The consequences could be fatal. I agree, something needs to change, but that is out of the question.
Oh, sure. We could talk to the asshole like you did, and that worked beautifully. The man cannot be talked to. If we're going to try and live in this colony once it's built, it cannot be with him leading the charge.
Paul, I'm saying this to you because you are my friend. Abandon this idea. Right here and now. There's no end to this in which you come out on top.
They're making this an us or them situation. And when it comes down to it, I hope that you're going to be with us. At some point, something's going to happen, and we'll need to act. They're forcing our hand with that threat.
We've known Tim for years. He'll never let things go that far.
4 days later...
God damn it! Can you see anything out of the windows on your side?
You joking? I told him about this. I fucking told him about this.
Hey, at least we're in a pressurized rover instead of what we were used to in the beginning.
Orlando, the 28th time you say it is just as annoying as the first time you said it. Keep your eyes on the road.
Sure, keep my eyes on the road. Keep my eyes on the road. Maybe I'll pull over at that gas station. Pardon me, sir. Could you help us out? We're not from around here, and our GPS is lying to us. Could you point us in the right direction of these worthless fucking supply capsules that we don't need? By the way, we have a piece of shit commander who would rather get rid of us than listen to reason.
Orlando, shut your fucking mouth.
I think I see a clearing up ahead. Do you see that?
Think so. You should have enough room to get through. Looks like we're going up an incline. Accelerate.
How long do we bump our heads on the ceiling again? 1 minute or two?
Looks pretty smooth up ahead, from what I can see.
You know what Tartarus means, Jennifer? Greek mythology. A dark, abysmal pit of pain and torture. It's under Hades. Fitting, don't you think?
We're getting close, Orlando. Less than 1,000 meters.
Swell! Then it's just a matter of finding the damn things. And don't ask me how we're gonna bring them back when the storm's covering our tracks behind us.
We'll worry about that when the time comes for it. Let's get to them first. Should be over this hill. Can you see the top yet?
You have better eyes out your window than me, Jennifer.
We should be nearing the top. Stop.
With pleasure.
The GPS says it's 767 meters north-northeast. According to the map, we keep straight and ease off to the right gradually. If we do that, we should drive right into the capsules.
Oh, that's what the GPS says, huh?
Yes, that's what it says. Now you can drive down this hill so we can get what we came for, or we can turn around and go back, wasting over a week of time and having to deal with Commander Asshole for disobeying an order. Pick now.
Proceeding down the hill now. All right, how many minutes was that? Whoa! What the hell just happened?
What did you do?
I drove the... Wait. You feel that?
Orlando, the rover is rocking back and forth.
Jennifer.
This wasn't a hill.
What's going on?
This is why I didn't see the top of the hill. Oh, God.
Jennifer?
Orlando? Put the rover in reverse and back up slowly.
What?
We're dangling on a cliff. Back up.
Oh, God.
Slowly. Now.
Oh, God. Come on. Come on!
Slowly. Slowly.
It's not moving.
Keep revving. It's slowly, Orlando. Slow. We're going down.
No. No.
So you're telling me you never read them?
Oh, I read them, David. Love letters.
They were from the heart.
Yeesh. Thank God your oratory skills are better than your writing skills.
Oh, shut up, Alina. I know you smiled when you opened your bedding pack and found them in there.
I've already told you nothing is the matter.
Whatever, Abby. Nothing's the matter. Continue telling yourself that. See you in the morning.
Fine.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Good evening, Walter.
Trouble in paradise, Walter?
None of your business, David.
Sorry, just confused.
What's up?
I wish I knew. Chloe said she's fine, and she says she's fine, but she's not acting fine.
Are you sure she isn't reeling from what made her sick?
What? You mean the contaminated rations? If she's legitimately ill, don't you think she would tell me?
Walter, can you open up the transmission that's beeping? It's probably Orlando or Jennifer checking in before bed.
Yeah, on it. Sure, we have a relationship together, but we're also crew members.
Ah! How long has Abby been...
Yeah! What the hell's with that audio?
Is that Orlando? Walter, click to open up the dialogue comms.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.